Watching and waiting. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A suspected Chinese spy balloon is still floating over the U.S. as the White House considers its options.
If the shoe were on the other foot, if this were an American asset over Chinese airspace, do you think they'd hesitate for one second to shoot that down?
House Republican Mike Gallagher, the administration is hesitant to shoot the balloon down because of the potential danger from the debris. The incident is hampering already strained relations between the U.S. and China.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told his Chinese counterpart conditions are not conducive to a productive meeting right now, postponing his planned visit to Beijing.
I made clear that the presence of this surveillance balloon in U.S. airspace is a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty and international law.
Blinken says the Chinese decision to fly a surveillance balloon over the U.S. is detrimental to discussions.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The Pentagon has also detected a second balloon. That one is hovering over Latin America. Weather warnings in the Northeast, where many temperatures are either below zero or in the single digits. Officials are also issuing warnings in parts of Texas, where an ice storm knocked out power. First responders have been fielding calls for carbon monoxide poisoning.
The most recent was a family who was running their car in their garage to keep warm. The garage door was open about a third of the way, and we had eight patients from that one call.
Wes Hopkins is with Austin Travis County Emergency Medical Services. More unrest in the Middle East. The Israeli army has raided a refugee camp near the Palestinian city of Jericho. Six Palestinians are said to be hurt. Israel says it's searching for suspects linked to a shooting at a nearby Israeli settlement. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A Massachusetts mother accused of killing her three young children will be arraigned next week. A judge will also allow Lindsay Clancy to be evaluated by a forensic psychiatrist for evidence of postpartum mood disorder. According to the Boston Globe, one of her attorneys believes she was over-medicated. Two California gang members are under arrest following a shooting at a home last month that left six people dead, including a baby.
This was clearly not a random act of violence. This family was targeted by cold-blooded killers.
Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau, authorities say the suspects and some of the victims have a long history of gang violence, but a clear motive for the murders hasn't been determined. A California man who killed his girlfriend and her two babies in 2012 has been sentenced to three consecutive life terms. The body of his girlfriend was found in a gutter. The children were never found. A convicted sex offender and former pop star is out of prison early.
Gary Glitter has been freed from prison in England after serving 8 years for sexually abusing three young girls in the 1970s. The 79-year-old singer, whose real name is Paul Gadd, was freed halfway through his sentence, which is common in the UK. He'll be placed on probation. Glitter was arrested in 2012 and found guilty of one count of attempted rape, four counts of indecent assault, and one count of sexual intercourse with a girl under the age of 13. Glitter is best known for the hit Rock and Roll Part 2. Released in 1972, he had a number of hits in the UK but fell into disgrace after being convicted on child abuse charges in Vietnam. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Music's best will be saluted Sunday night. The 65th annual Grammy Awards are being held in Los Angeles. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.